Let's pick up Ronald in Chicago. He wants to know how to best deal with a little problem with hemorrhoids. Are you there, Ronald? Oops, did I lose
Dr.
this guy? Okay.
Hi, okay.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Very good. I'm going to tell you that most people don't deal with this problem correctly. And there's a lot of preparations out there you can use. I have no problem with any of those.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that I've got is that most of the time you're never given the right instruction to heal this. See, here's the problem. The hemorrhoidal ring folds over on itself about three or four times. If there's a tear, a scar, or a bleeding site, the scab forms, and then it doesn't fold over correctly. So each time you have a bowel movement, you kind of reinflict the wound to that thing. So even if you use something and it heals up, it's really not healed up. So what do we got to do to heal this up properly? So glad you asked.
Mm-hmm.
What you've got to do is get a little rubber glove or toilet paper or something, and after the bowel movement, you've got to go around the hemorrhoidal ring and make sure the entire thing has re-entered the anus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what I have, it's internal hemorrhoids. It only comes out when I have a bowel movement.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you have to be sure that the hemorrhoidal ring completely re-enters.
Okay.
Now, what we can do is support the strength of the arteries and veins with a product called Invisivane.
Mm-hmm.
And here, no matter what your body size is, you just take two of these at breakfast. They'll peak the blood levels in about 2 months. So after 2 months, you only need one at breakfast. Is that a good deal for a lifetime? And see, these things are just missing in American food. So it's so hard for us to have best health because we grow such second-class food. So this, along with what I've just suggested, and using whatever healing preparation you want to buy, that should deal with this forever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not just for a little bit. Also, you ought to take a look at what you're eating. You want to make sure you're not eating a lot of real hot, spicy food. You want to make sure that you're not eating corn because that's very irritating.
Okay.
So
I eat both of those.
Okay, well.
Spicy food.
Well, I'm talking about 2 months, 3 months, till you healed up without a single symptom remaining, okay?
Okay, because, yeah, this has been going on for about a little over a year.
Okay, well, you get it completely set. You use the Invisivane. Lord willing, you can eat anything again. But I would wait a good month, 6 weeks after you have no symptom. And I would also check the hemorrhoidal ring. After the bowel movement, I'd immediately feel it with my thumb under toilet paper so I can tell there's no scar, no uneven area anymore. Okay?
Okay.
And that should do the job. But watch the hot, spicy food. That guy and the corn are the two killers usually.
Okay.
Good luck. Let me know how you're doing after a couple months. Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.